New day, new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong.
Positive Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
What people always throw out, they throw out the phrase, get over it. Woo! They say get over it like it's that fucking easy to get over it. Man, let me tell you something. Sometimes getting over it is a big ass climb. Oh, man. Then they say, let it go. Who are you to tell anybody to get over it? And then eventually, now you've gotten over it. But it was so damn hard getting over it that you can't let it go. Now you can't let letting it go go. Now you're all fucked up. Now you can't let it go, letting it go. You ever play Jingle Miles?
No, it gets me nervous. I can't do it.
Man, that fucking game. Whew. I know. You feel as though you're responsible for some building that people are fucking living in. You think it's people living in that motherfucker, don't you, Miles? Like it's some kind of skyscraper that you fucking built wrong.
No, I don't think that.
Sometimes, Miles, if you think like that, Miles, it may solve the solution. Here's what the fuck you do, Miles.
Yeah.
I'm going to fix you. I'm going to fuck around and fix you, Miles.
Okay.
And it goes for anybody out there who's dealing with some bullshit, who's fucking has paranoia of playing fucking Jenga, fucking game with, instead of fucking pulling pieces out, Miles, here's what the fuck you do, Miles. You take a game that's already started.
Yeah.
You let somebody play, and then you tell them, thanks. Get the fuck out of my house. They leave, right?
Right.
And then what you do is this. This is going to help you get over your paranoia, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's harder than pulling those goddamn Jenga pieces out, Miles? Trying to put those fucking pieces back in, Miles.
No.
If you start putting those motherfuckers back in, you'll feel a lot better. You'll feel like you're building something as opposed to being paranoid that this shit gonna fall over. See?
I'm paranoid, though, that I kicked somebody out of the house and they're gonna get back at me.
Shit. Imagine another question, Miles. This is a fucking great question.
Yeah.
Have you ever played Jenga with some fucking steak fries?
No.
No? Oh, fucking Miles. Anybody out there? You play Jenga with some motherfucking steak fries. Oh, man. Same fucking game. And I'm telling you, you stack the motherfuckers up and you play Jenga. And every time you pull a piece out, you eat that motherfucker, man. It's a fun-ass game and a fucking delicious-ass snack. Shit, man. It's going to catch on. Now that shit going to catch on, Miles. You watch. You're going to see people playing fucking steak fried Jenga. Oh, man. I love it.
I feel like it's going to catch on in the 4 to 7-year-old category.
Hey, if you do what the fuck you got to do to make your kids eat their fucking food, sometimes you got to be creative, Miles.
Yeah.
Shit. You ever have your kids play marbles with fucking peas?
No.
Oh, fucking great game, Miles. Eat them motherfuckers, man.
It's creative parenting, if nothing else.
Fuck yeah.
And it is nothing else.
Marbles and fucking steak fry Jenga.
Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from their Zen calendar. All right, this one is long.
Okay, let me hear it.
To what extent the habit of sitting can impress and change us becomes clear only when we have taken pains to practice it. After a short time, we find ourselves asking, how is it possible that such a simple exercise can have such far-reaching effects on the body and soul? And that comes from Karlfried Graf Durkheim.
Woo! Wow, that's hard. That's hardcore right there.
It's a lot of words to say something, and I'm sure you'll dig through all those words and find out what that something is.
Yeah, man, I like this one. There's obvious things in here that should be touched on. I can't wait.
I feel like we're taking a lot of time just getting to it.
Whew, man.
And right now, we need to take some more time. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, "To what extent the habit of sitting can impress and change us becomes clear only when we have taken pains to practice it. After a short time, we find ourselves asking, how is it possible that such a simple exercise can have such far-reaching effects on the body and soul?"
Man, Miles, this is so deep. It's long, but detailed.
Yeah.
We know that someone's out there right now thinking, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Who can focus on this shit here?
I'm sitting here thinking that.
No, they say, Miles, they say that sitting, Miles, has far-reaching effects on your life. What also has far-reaching effects, you know what that is, Miles?
What?
Musical chairs.
The party game.
Fuck yeah, Miles. Now, musical chairs, in that game, people are just waiting to sit their ass down on a damn seat, Miles.
Yeah.
They play a little music, and they stop the music, and you gotta sit down. You will play musical chair shots? You will play that?
No, what's that?
Everybody gets a full-ass bottle of vodka or gin or whiskey or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? A whole bottle to yourself.
It's a lot.
And you get a shot glass. You hold the whole bottle, and you hold the shot glass. The bottle in one hand, and the shot glass in the other hand. Mm-hmm. Now, the way the game is played, every time you get a chance to move on, you take a shot. You earned a shot, Miles, see? Now, before you know it, your ass drunk. You're sitting everywhere. You're fucking sitting everywhere, Miles. People are laughing their asses off because you're fucking winning and losing at the same time, Miles. You're sitting on the couch, you're sitting on the toilet, you're sitting on the fire escape, you're sitting on a pet. Man, fucking love that game. Miles, you gotta try that shit one day, Miles. This shit is hilarious.
It's a bunch of people with shot glasses and bottles. It just sounds like a game played by desperados.
No, not everybody, Miles. Just the people who are playing the fucking game, Miles. Everybody right. In the bottle can't afford all everybody have a fucking bottle.
No.
Unless it's one of those bring your own bottle parties and shit. Have you ever been to one of those, Miles? You ever been to one of those?
No. Because that seemed like a gang hideout, like a cowboy gang hideout. And they all had their bottles and their shot glasses and they were whooping.
I've been to parties. BYOB parties, Miles.
Yeah.
Bring your own bottle parties, see?
Okay.
That way you don't have to spend money on liquor. BYOB party.
Well, look, I think that you were going in a direction that I was understanding, and then we got a little sidetracked by the musical shots. But the key part of that still seems to be this desire to sit down. Even in that game, the goal is to get a seat.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Let me tell you what this is, Miles.
Yeah.
The body, Miles, was built to sit down. Mm-hmm. The body was built to sit down, Miles.
Yeah.
Your hips and your knees, they bend, Miles. And your ass is padded. Your ass is padded, Miles.
Yeah.
The ass is the futon, Miles. Mm-hmm. See? People don't understand that futon came from the original word for your ass, Miles.
I don't see how that is a thing.
Miles, your hips and your knees bend and your ass is padded.
All right. You got me there.
We're perfectly the way
we bend is we can fit, make a seated position.
Now think about this deepness.
Okay.
Fire was one of the first and most important inventions of the fucking world.
Yeah, fire good.
Fucking warm. Fire good. But what do you think the motherfuckers was doing while they were inventing fire, Miles? I'll tell you what. I'm not going to tell you what he was doing. Okay. I'm going to tell you what he wasn't fucking doing, Miles.
Yeah.
He was not leaning up against a goddamn wall trying to light his fucking cigarette with a goddamn lighter, Miles.
Yeah, because fire hadn't been invented yet.
There you go, Miles.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was sitting the fuck down on a goddamn rock or a fucking a stump from an old-ass tree or some shit.
Right.
A rock, Miles, and a stump were the first fucking chairs, Miles.
So you're saying we had a need, even before we had a need for fire that was for warmth and energy and cooking, we had a need to sit down, that's even more basic need than fire.
Fuck yeah, Miles.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. You know my favorite chair is, Miles?
What?
A folding damn chair, Miles. I fucking love a folding chair.
Not very comfortable.
Yeah, but Miles, here's the purpose of a folding chair.
Okay.
That way, while that music is playing, Miles, I can remove a chair at a time, see? I can move a chair, remove a chair at a time. I want people up and dancing. See, I understand the practice of sitting down, but in this party, Miles, I want the party people up on their feet.
Yeah.
They've been sitting, they already practiced sitting down on their ass, Miles. I want them up. I want them partying, getting loose, rubbing fucking gyrating hips and shit, Miles. I want people grinding and shit.
You have the folding chairs, you're pulling them up at the party so people can socialize. But for me, when I get to a party, I find a seat and I sit in it. I love to sit. I'm sitting now. I think sitting, I'm starting to understand this quote because I really enjoy sitting.
Think about this. Some of your best thinking, some of your best socializing, some of your best sharing, some of your best explaining, and lap dance shit, Miles, occur from the sitting position, Miles.
Mm. It's true.
You hear what I say, Miles?
Yeah.
Some of your best thinking, socializing, sharing, explaining, getting out of shit, and lap dance shit occur from the seated position, Miles.
That was some progression from socializing and thinking to lap dance, but you're right. Everything, all of those, it can happen that way. Like
fuck that. Yeah. Fuck yeah, it can, Miles. Lap dancing is this, Miles. A nasty-ass version of musical chairs, Miles. I had to go back to musical chairs, but lap dancing ain't nothing but a nasty-ass version of musical fucking chairs, Miles.
I love musical chairs.
I love musical chairs. Lap dancing is a game of musical chairs where you pay people to sit on you, Miles, and to cover your ass in that glitter that takes a fucking week or two to get the fuck off your body.
Yeah, I would pay another 20 to not have that glitter. That gets you in trouble, that glitter.
That shit gets you in trouble, man. It fucking does, man.
Yeah, it was either a strip club or a children's party, and either one can get you in different types of trouble.
Yeah, you fucking can, Miles.
Here, let me go back to the quote and see if you can close this thing down. I'm going to read it one more time, you've gotten to the core of it. To what extent the habit of sitting can impress and change us becomes clear only when we have taken pains to practice it. After a short time, we find ourselves asking, how is it possible that such a simple exercise can have such far-reaching effects on the body and soul? And I say, you've gotten to the habit of sitting, people practicing it, that it's an act that people that affects people. But let me see you tie this up.
So, Miles, I'm going to rehash this last part of this quote for you. Re-explain this shit to you, Miles.
Okay.
The last part of this quote says, how is it possible that such a simple exercise can have such far-reaching effects on your body, your soul, and $20 out of your pocket into the cleavage of a stripper? See, Miles?
Yeah.
See what I just did? I wrapped that shit around, Miles. Wrap that shit around. You can't leave lap dancing out of the equation, Miles. It is a form of sitting. Matter of fact, it's two people sitting, Miles.
Right.
Two people sitting at the same fucking time. One is there to get satisfaction, and one is there practicing, Miles. You think that lady who sits on that man's lap is not practicing?
Yeah.
She get better at lap dancing? Is that not a form of practice, Miles, to become a better lap dancer?
I guess.
Of course it is, Miles.
Yeah.
Which increases tips, Miles.
Right.
Which increases requests for lap dances from said person, Miles.
I would say this, and I don't often do this on your closing statement, but I think in this quote, I live in this quote more than you do. And I think it was telling that at parties, you want to fold up the chairs, and at parties, all I want is a chair. And I would throw this out to you, that the act of sitting, as simple as it is very important, and that for all you people out there, like JB, who are movers and shakers, who almost never stop moving, man, sometimes there's nothing better than bending your knees, bending your hips, and sitting on your futon behind.
I get you, Miles.
Yeah.
I fucking get you, Miles. You know what? Touche. I say touche, motherfucker.
And tushy.
Tushy. Oh, hey, Miles. See, Miles? See, sometimes, Miles, you put the fucking cherry on shit. Tushy, motherfucker. Tushy.
Thanks for joining us in another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from their Zen calendar. As always, we hope you had a good time. Maybe we're even inspired along the way.
$20 to sit on someone's lap.
Yeah, it's the going rate.
Shit.
So I'm told. Before you go, please leave a comment. And while you're at it, a great review on Apple Podcasts. And once again, so I'm told. I don't know that for a fact. I would have no way to know that it's $20 per lap dance.
Man, that's a going rate, huh?
And they'll get you because they'll keep playing songs and then you'll think that was one song, but it was four songs. Now you owe $80.
Four fucking songs.
Yeah.
It's like a master mix and it's like, it shortened the songs.
It's a medley.
It's a fucking medley.
Or so I'm told.
So I'm told.
And thanks for leaving so many of your favorite quotes. Please continue to do so because we promise to take some time and pick a few and feature them on the show.
That lap dancer is singing the songs. That should be fabulous.
Be extra, though.
Be a little extra. Yeah. Fucking might be worth it. Might be fucking worth it, man.
Maybe.
Performance on your lap. A performance on your fucking lap, Miles.
Could kill the mood, though. You never know.
You never know. You know. Just throwing it out there.
Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
J.B. Smoove.
This has been a Team Coco production.